My dear brothers and sisters, my message today is not a new one. Prophets of all dispensations have clearly taught the law of tithing and the principles of the gospel with regard thereto. From the beginning of time, I have been taught that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. From this fullness, the Lord requires that he devise, we dedicate one-tenth to him. It is a law of God and is rewarded by, required of the fullness. To fail to meet this obligation is to fail only in a very weighty matter. On this subject, we may read the word of the Lord in this dispensation in section 119 of the Doctrine and Covenants. Inquiries are received at the office of the First Presidency from time to time from officers and members of the church asking for information as to what is considered a proper tithe. We have uniformly replied that the simplest statement we know of is the statement of the Lord himself, namely that the members of the church should pay one-tenth of their interest annually, which is the understanding to mean income. At all times when we are inclined to think it is vain to serve the Lord, we should see our faith, believe in the rich promises of God, and obey and patiently wait. The Lord will fully fulfill his rich blessings to us. Paul says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Even for the present life, great blessings are promised to the obedient. Take, for example, the promise to the tithe payer. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time of the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, as I have already noted the word of the Lord, establishing the law of the tithing. This dispensation has revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith at Far West, Missouri, on July the 8th, 1868, 1838, and is recorded in the 119th section of the Doctrine and Covenants, covering 10 days later, the Lord gave the prophet Joseph a further revelation concerning the section 120 of the Doctrine and Covenants, making known the proper disposition of the tithing of the church by a council composed of the first presidency, the quorum of the 12, and the presiding bishopric. To this day, the council on disposition of tithes, composed of the 18 presiding brethren designated in the revelation, meets regularly under the inspiration of the Lord to determine and approve the disbursement of the tithes of the Lord's church. As you're well aware, the church does not engage in deficit spending. The sacred funds of the church are carefully budgeted so that expenditures never exceed the income. President Joseph F. Smith, in speaking on the law of tithing from this very pulpit at the October conference in 1897, said this: "The purpose of the law of tithing is similar to that of the law of revenue, which is enacted by every state, country, nation, and every municipality in the world, I suppose. There is no such thing as an organization of men for any purpose of importance without provisions for carrying out the design. The law of tithing is the law of revenue for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Without it, it would be impossible to carry on the purposes of the Lord. Time will not permit me to tell you in detail a beautiful story of tithing told by my uncle Joseph F. Smith, and it concerns an experience his mother Mary Fielding Smith, the widow of the patriarch Hiram Smith, had after she came into the Salt Lake Valley. It is heart-rending and faith-promoting. She said to a man at the tithing office across the street where the Hotel Utah now stands, who chided her for paying tithing, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself," he said. Then she says, "You would deny me a blessing if I did not pay my tithing. I should expect the Lord to withhold his blessings from me. I pay my tithing not only because it is a law of God, but because I expect a blessing by doing it. By keeping this and other laws, I expect to prosper and to be able to provide for my family. I would recommend that all of you, brethren, read this full story in the book Gospel Doctrine, a selection of President Smith's writings and sermons, pages 228, 229, and 230. My brethren and sisters, again I say, tithing is a law of God and is required of his followers who fail to meet this obligation in full, It is a transgression, not an inconsequential oversight. Brethren and sisters, the law of tithing is a divine commandment and applies to all the children of our Heavenly Father. All who believe the Bible ought to believe that it is a law of God, but none understand it and live it like the Latter-day Saints attempt to live it, because it has been renewed to us by modern-day prophets. Their echo again and again, and words of the Master: render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. I bear my testimony, brethren and sisters, and witness to you the divinity of this important law of the Lord of Heaven, and pray our Heavenly Father to bless you and all the saints, they may have the same testimony. I leave my blessings with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.